Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Well, a lot of you have sent us nice words about this Ann Southern program, The Adventures of Maisie, that was syndicated by MGM. Yes, the motion picture people. This episode goes back to October 18th, 1951, and it's about the spicy novel.
Hiya, babe. Say, how about it? Ouch.
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in Radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. Now, here's Ann Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere of Brooklyn. I'm in show business, you know. You'll pardon me for always mentioning it, but since my last few jobs have been a stenographer, music teacher, receptionist, wrestling promoter, waitress, and undertaker's assistant, you might forget about the show business part. You see, my heart's in show business, but my stomach insists that I take a few jobs that pay money. But I keep on trying, and right now I'm going to see my agent, Squirmin Herman. You'd like Herman, that is, if you happen to like weasels. To give you an idea what a sweet guy he is, he got his mother a job as a queen of the powder room at a nightclub, and he charges her 10% commission. But as somebody once said, who wants an honest man for an agent? Well, Herman was glad to see me, he said. Hello, Herman.
Hello, Maisie. Gee, I'm glad to see you, doll. Sorry I can't give any more time, but I'm glad you dropped in. Now, I'll call you as soon as I...
Hey, now, wait a minute. You can't brush me off like this, Herman.
Look, Maisie, I'm very busy right now. I'm expecting an important call from Hollywood any minute.
Oh, quit kidding me, Herman. You couldn't accept a collect call from Chicago without going bankrupt. I want to know what you've been doing to get me a job. Come on, tell me a few nice, fat lies.
Maisie, do I ever lie to you?
Herman, you never even once told me the truth.
Well, okay, so I'm a skunk. So sue me. And just when I'm working on a sensational job for you.
The last sensational job you had for me was ringmaster in a flea circus.
This is nothing like that.
You mean this is nothing, period. Why don't you go out and get me a decent job at a decent salary for a change?
Look, Maisie, if you don't like the representation you're getting, you don't have to stay with me. Get another crook to handle you.
Oh, now relax, Herman. There's only one complaint I got. You never sell me anywhere.
You aren't easy to sell, Maisie. You got too much experience. What producers want is an inexperienced, fresh young girl who's been in the theater all her life. You don't fit into that caricature.
Maybe I'd better get another agent.
Yeah, why don't you? In the meantime, I'll let you know if I get anything for you. But don't call me. I'll call you.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before, too. Okay.
Maisie!
Hello? Yes, this is his confidential secretary speaking. I see. Well, confidentially, it doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Goodbye.
Maisie, you can't do that. This is a bigger organization than you realize. I'm no coffee and cakes agent. I'm making important money. Who was that? Some important actor, I suppose.
It was the telephone company, and they're disconnecting your phone.
Is that you, Maisie?
Yeah, what's left of me.
Oh. Well, there's a girl here waiting in the sitting room to see you, Maisie.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Kendi. I'll go right in.
She didn't say what she wanted, but she's a quiet, mousy little thing.
Oh, that must be Jenny Perkins. She's the shy type.
Your ever-loving boyfriend, Eddie, poked his head in and said, "Hi, babe," to her, and she blushed until her ears were the color of tangerine skins.
I'll see what she wants. Hello, Jenny.
Oh, hello, Maisie. I hope you'll forgive me for coming over and imposing on you, but I'm in a terribly embarrassing spot.
What's the trouble? Have you fallen in love?
Oh, it isn't a man. I wish it were, but it isn't. But it's sort of about men.
Ah.
You see, I've written a novel, and Lyman and Brewster, the publishers, want to buy it.
What's embarrassing about that? Did you steal the story instead of doing it the old-fashioned way and thinking it up yourself?
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's just that the novel is sort of... Well, it's kind of exciting in a way.
Ah.
I mean, there's one girl and lots of men. And
Jenny. You mean it's spicy? Why, Jenny Perkins.
Wow, look at those ears light up.
Oh, now,
please, Maisie. I'm embarrassed enough about it as it is.
But how could you write a spicy book? Why, I've never even seen you out with a man.
I made it all up, Maisie. I use my imagination. Besides, I live right across from the park near the Brooklyn Navy Yard. I have a pair of binoculars, and believe me, I've seen plenty.
Well, I guess that's one way of getting story material. What's the name of the book?
Well, I call it The Lusty Lady.
Oh.
It's the name of a sailing ship, but the ship was named after my heroine, Louisiana Lawford.
Well, does she get married?
Sometimes she does.
Mm.
Her first husband is a second mate, and her second mate is the captain, and her third mate is the first mate. You understand?
Yeah, but who's on first?
Anyway, the publisher wanted me to come in and have lunch with him. His letter sounded sort of, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I said no. And then he wrote and said he wanted a picture of me to put on the back cover. He said I should be wearing either an evening gown or a bathing suit.
Oh, I catch on. There'll no doubt be a sensational picture of your heroine on the front jacket of the book, and he wants something just as interesting on the back.
That's right, Maisie.
Yeah.
And I... Well, look at me. I'm just not the type.
Well...
If I were the right type, I'd never have had time to write the book.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I was wondering... Well, do you know anybody who would let me use her picture to send in to the publisher?
Well, what kind of a girl do you want to be like?
Like you, Maisie.
Oh, well, swell. You can have a picture of mine to send in then.
Could I really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Maisie, how wonderful. Oh, thank you. And if anybody asks, just say you wrote the book under the name of Jenny Perkins.
Sure. And what's more, we'll find a picture that'll really knock that publisher right off his couch.
Maisie, where are you?
Oh, right here, Miss Kennedy.
Oh, Maisie, you know that girl came to see you a month or so ago?
Yeah.
She was here and left a couple of copies of a book called The Lusty Lady, and there's a picture of you on the back of it. And what a picture.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering what happened. She wrote the book and I loaned her my picture. Oh, but keep it a secret. I'm supposed to be the author if anybody asks you.
You are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have you read any of this?
No. Is it good?
I don't know, but it's hot enough to be a bestseller. It burned right through the living room table.
Oh, stop it. Let's see my picture.
Here. That alone will keep this book on the outskirts of Boston.
Hey, it's pretty good.
If you'll read about yourself there, you'll see that it says the heroine, Louisiana Lawford, is a thinly disguised version of the author. And that's you.
Oh, my gosh. Let's look inside and see what my character is like.
I'll be frank, dear. You haven't got any character. You're just all woman and you have a hilarious life.
Let's see. Jim ran his rough hands through my hair and I felt his salty lips on my ear. Lou, he whispered hoarsely. Lou, forget about Steve and Michael and Richard and think of me. I love you and I'm going to... Wow.
Go on, go on. Keep reading.
Oh, I don't know you well enough, Mrs. Kennedy. I'll try someplace else. Here. Jeffrey slipped his steel-muscled arm around my waist and drew me fiercely close to him.
Keep on going.
His lips were curved in a crooked smile and his eyes flamed as he looked me over. I blushed under his frank appraisal. Jane... Isn't it a little late for her to be blushing?
She blushes so much in the first chapter, they think she's an Indian.
Well, I'll skip through a little more. Oh, boy. Lord Elwood was a polished and meticulous gentleman until the huge, iron-bound door of his castle shut behind us. And then I saw the savage beast of a man who hid behind the polite smile and the ruffled shirt. Doesn't this girl ever run into a quiet man?
Yes, and he leaves her a fortune when he dies on the next page.
And to think that little mousy Jenny Perkins wrote this literary blowtorch.
Oh, don't be silly, Maisie. You wrote it. At least that's what everybody's going to think, and you might as well get used to being the author. Mrs. Kennedy's rooming house, her speaking. Oh, yes, just a minute. It's for you, Maisie.
Thanks. Hello? Oh, hello, Jenny. Yeah, I just saw the book, and all I have to say is, wow. Huh? Oh, well, gee, I don't know, Jenny. Yeah, I guess it'd be good publicity, but... Well, all right, Jenny, I'll be glad to visit the publisher. I'll make like I'm a society girl, too, huh? Okay. Yeah, I promise. Goodbye. I guess that publisher's been panting away in his little office ever since he saw my picture. She wants me to see him today.
That ought to be fun, but what was it she made you promise?
She made me promise I wouldn't say ain't.
Miss Perkins, I can't tell you how I've looked forward to meeting you.
Well, dear Mr. Brewster, now that you've met me, you don't have to look quite so far forward, do you?
Excuse me, I didn't realize I was leaning.
That's better.
My, you are lovely. And Jenny, I found your book an exciting experience. It brought out the brute in me, the savage primal man calling to his mate.
Why, Mr. Brewster?
It made the hair on my chest stick right through my shirt. Come here, Jenny.
But, Mr. Brewster, I just wrote about all that. I haven't had time to do any personal experimentation, and I don't want to start right now.
Oh, Jenny, I just want to crush you to me in a fierce embrace in the... how did it go in the book?
Feel my fiery lips on yours.
Thank you. And feel your fiery lips on mine in a flaming kiss that sets my senses blazing. That's all I want. Come here, Jenny.
You don't want me. You want a soldering iron.
All right, Jenny. I'll behave. I believe I have myself under control now.
Well, your ears are still twitching a bit, but that's not a danger signal. Now then, what did you want to see me about?
I'm afraid we've just discussed that. Will you sit down on the couch?
Discuss it all over again?
Oh, what was it that Chaucer said about women? Oh, no, I'm wrong. That's what Sherman said about war. Well, there are other things. We want to do a lot of publicity on you. Pictures, interviews, stories of your life, literary teas, autographing parties at the big department store.
Oh, well, wait a minute. That's wonderful, but I haven't time for all that.
Well, what could be more important?
Well, dear fellow, I have other interests, you know. I go big game hunting. I play polo. Disguised as a man, of course. I manage a minor league baseball team.
Well, that's wonderful, but you can't do that right now. Your contract with us specifies that you agree to help us with publicity and promotion for the book. Now, you're going to be busy every day for weeks.
But how'll I earn a living? I mean...
You're going to make a fortune out of this book, Jenny.
Oh, this is terrible.
What's terrible?
Well, you won't understand. But for the first time in my life, I've got a chance to make a name for myself. And it isn't going to do me a bit of good.
October 18th, 1951, The Adventures of Maisie on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
10 films made of Maisie, Maisie Revere, her name, although her real name when the character was Mary Anastasia O'Connor. 10 films and, of course, the radio show, a 1945 to 47 show that we have no copies of. But this 1950s series that came out of MGM Studios, a good, it gives you a good flavor of what the character was like. Adventures of Maisie, October 18th, 1951.
Oh, I made it. I never thought I'd get home.
Maisie, what happened to you? You look like you just got caught in the street sweeper.
I feel like it, too. I've been chased by men plenty of times before, but this is the first time it was an organized chase.
What did they want?
Well, let's not kid around, Mrs. Kennedy. They're all madly in love with the author of The Lusty Lady, and they think that's me.
Oh, there's somebody in the sitting room to see you. It's a man.
What else? Well, I might as well face it and see who it is.
Maisie.
Herman, what are you doing here? And whatever it is, I'll bet you could be arrested for it.
Maisie, doll baby, you're breaking my heart. I'm your agent. Why don't you ever drop in to see me?
Well, the last time I did, you practically threw me out. You told me to get a new agent, too.
Oh, look, Maisie, I got a lot of wonderful jobs lined up for you, and this time it's for real money.
That'll be a nice change from your IOUs and the soap coupons. But talk to my new agent about it.
You didn't get a new agent, did you?
You told me to.
Yeah, but you know better than to pay any attention to anything I say. Oh, Maisie, how could you do this after all the things I've done?
.com, that's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. All right, so Queen Elizabeth's corgis have gone to live with Fergie, it seems. Is it Muck and Sandy? Those are the names, I think, of the two dogs.
I believe it's...
But is it Muick?
Muick and Sandy. Well, these corgis were a gift from Prince Andrew, and so they went to live with...
To the mother. Yeah, okay.
To Queen Elizabeth, yes.
Now, so, you said that Prince Andrew, we were talking about this off the air, Fergie and her ex-husband still live together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still reside in the same place, which, I mean, it's a big
home. Castle.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. She lives in America part of the time. She has a place in New York. I know. I spent a lot of time in L.A. And she's a very interesting character. Pretty loving. I understand why they aren't together. I just wonder how they ever got together, frankly. So the corgis are at her, at least a couple of them. That's kind of cute. Nice. That's a really...
It is sweet, yeah. And she just celebrated her 63rd birthday over the weekend and posted a photo of herself with the corgis and calls them the gift that just keeps on giving.
Sweet. Very sweet. All right. Abigail Breslin, survivor of domestic violence. What shows has she been in? Little Miss Sunshine,
She's been in quite a few movies. She was in Family Plan, Little Miss Sunshine. She was in one of the Santa Claus movies, different Aaron Eddie's movies.
So she'd been beaten up by her husband.
Zombieland. A former boyfriend. So now she's engaged and in a good relationship, but she's speaking out about a former boyfriend who she did not name and saying how she's a survivor of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's everywhere. There's an epidemic of it. So one more example. Hope she turns out okay. 28 past the hour.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's foreign minister is calling for sanctions on Tehran after Iranian-made drones reportedly killed several people in the capital city of Kyiv. The minister said sanctions would send a strong message to any country thinking about helping Russia in its war against Ukraine. This as the White House is strongly condemning the attack.
We are going to continue to work with our allies and partners. We will continue to impose costs on Russia, hold them accountable, and for its war crimes.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Ukraine claims at least four people in an apartment building were killed. Federal officials say more than 1,000 fake driver's licenses were seized at an airport in Louisville. Authorities found nearly 1,100 fake U.S. licenses, as well as some Australian, Canadian, and even U.K. licenses. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about an 8-year-old boy who's been honored, Jennifer, with the Hero Award for saving a classmate from choking on a chicken nugget.
Oh, good for him.
This is in Oklahoma. A youngster, the Chicken Nugget Day. They probably won't have that anymore.
Have to cancel that part.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's move into another conversation, shall we? Or two or three or four, whatever we have time for in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. October 17th, Monday is here. Jay Kirshner is back from being not well to being better. And so let's celebrate having her here. Like the lady who's celebrating today, because she bought a lottery ticket 10 minutes before the drawing.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then in the nick of time.
Won 500 grand. I bet she screamed. So she made the decision just to play the lottery. Stephanie Israel is her name. She won after buying a Quick Pick. I did this over the weekend, too. I don't know why. I just did. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I pick a number, usually based on my children's birthdays and stuff like that. But anyway, she didn't realize she'd won. It was a $1 ticket until the next day when she opened up her email. So what would, how do they, don't have your email. How did she find out?
That too.
What does that mean? Yeah. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Look, if you open up and look at the news, the numbers are always printed.
Oh, because it was, she bought it online.
Oh.
It was late.
You can buy tickets online?
Yes, apparently.
I didn't think you could.
It was a Saturday Cash 5 drawing one for the North Carolina Education Lottery. And apparently she was laying in bed. And she says that the spirit told her, go online and get one. And
that's great.
Opened her computer and went and did it.
Nothing wrong with that. The King of England is doing something. I'm beginning to change my opinion about him being kind of a stiff, arrogant so-and-so. The guest list has come out, at least the preliminary guest list, of who he wants at his coronation next May. And chief among the people in this slimmed-down coronation to be invited are the nation's charity workers. People who run charities are going to be invited to sit in the front before all of the aristocrats, you know, the long-nosed, narrow-chinned Brits. So I thought that was kind of cool. As a matter of fact, the aristocracy is supposed to be required to enter a ballot for a seat. It's going to be a lottery as to who goes and who isn't there. So they're going to overhaul the system. I think it's cool. Yeah, as I said. And a more relaxed dress code, possibly, as well. That's good. Good. Good for him. All right, back home to our royalty. Republicans, I'm looking at a couple of polls, and I don't know. I say this all the time on the air. What the hell good are the polls? Because most of the time they're wrong. But Republicans at the moment have a narrow midterm advantage, it would seem. If you look at the stories behind the stories, when people are interviewed as to why they feel the way they do, a lot of the voters that I've read about are worried about the economy, as well we should.
Of course.
As well we should be. Interesting where the Democrats are in a jam. They're not asking for Joe Biden to come. They're asking for his wife, Jill Biden, to come and campaign. Huh. Now, did she get her doctorate? She's known as Dr. Biden. She's a teacher. But she was married. Did she get the doctorate late in life so that she is Dr. Biden? Or did she get the doctorate before she married Joe? Because this is second marriage for both of them. I saw Dr. Biden the other day, and I'm thinking, wait a minute.
But does that matter?
No, just curiosity.
Even if it was before, wouldn't it just automatically change when she changed her last name?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, frankly. Okay. Inflation and Democrats. Democrats are also getting blamed for inflation. I don't know. Trump was president when all the money was spent, but a lot of the initiatives came out of Congress. The blame game doesn't do any good. Look for somebody that inspires you. Find somebody in your neck of the woods, whether it's a local. I had 2.5 hours the other day with my new state rep. I called and I said I would like to discuss some of the issues, and because I am considered, I always love this, a prominent citizen. I have a lot of land, and I am very visible locally. And so she came and spent 2.5 hours with me. I want to know what my issues were. I want to know more about her. She's someone who's very influential in statewide politics. And I think that's what you do. Not everybody is going to do it the same way, but I want to know what her fiber is all about. What's the story? And do I support her? And I think, after I had the time with her, I thought she was pretty smart, and I liked her approach to things. Let's see how she delivers on what she says she's going to do. Meanwhile, in Russia, the kamikaze drones are hitting energy infrastructure. These Russians, man, I'll tell you. Putin, he's just a no good. They've been blowing up civilians, various occupied regions. Mm-hmm. He says that I'm in charge of the nuclear reactor. They have control over it, even though the Ukrainians are running it. And so they're trying to bring Russians in to train them. But You know, there are other... Apparently today he announced four regions that he has acquired, or the Russians have acquired, but the people in those regions say, we don't know what he's talking about. He doesn't control these regions. He's just saying, I control, or Russia controls these regions, but they don't.
It's like if he says it enough, then the rest of the world can believe it too, or something like that.
Right.
And a lot with these Ukrainians who are running the nuclear reactors and everything, they're basically being held at gunpoint to run these things.
Yeah, either do it our way or we'll shoot you.
Yeah.
Pretty much it. Yeah. Wow. And then there are more drafted soldiers going to combat. They're asking, it's just, all it is cannon fodder. These untrained people, 14, 15, 16 years old. I don't think the world is talking enough about that. That's governmental child abuse, isn't it? I don't see how, you know, I was talking earlier about China and how Xi Jinping is now on his third term as the leader of the Communist Party. Therefore, he's the leader of the country, and how much unrest there is there because of COVID coming back again, them misunderstanding what they created, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's the axis of evil, Iran. They are trying, the protests are growing. So now they have what their version of the SEALs are, or Delta Force. They're using them on their own people. That tells you all you need to know about the people running Iran. They're killing the protesters. The protest based, remember, on what happened a couple of weeks ago where the police killed a young 23-year-old woman because she was wearing her headscarf wrong?
Yeah, they claimed that she was apprehended because she was wearing it wrong and just needed to go through training and watch a training video on how to properly put it on and wear it, and she ends up dead.
Well, there you go. France has sent gas to Germany for the first time. This is European solidarity because the Germans were getting most of their gas from the pipeline that originates in Russia. So this is not a lot of what Germany's daily needs are, but they're trying to get energy from various sources because they've been using the Russians, and now the Russians, I'm not sure which came first. Did the French say, we're not buying from you anymore, or did the Russians say, we're not selling to you anymore? I can't imagine the Russians saying that. They need the money. So... And France is not really affected like the Germans are in Russian gas being unavailable. So Russia turned off. I think Russia did turn off the gas. So Germany had 55% of its gas coming, and then Russians reduced it to 35%, and the Germans wanted to be zero. So they're trying to make deals with all of the countries that are around them. And there's a way of, you know, bringing in liquid gas. It can be, you see these trucks on the highway all the time, Jay, that are carrying liquefied gas. The gas gets cooled and it becomes liquid and they fill up the trucks with it. And that's basically what goes through the pipelines too. It isn't the gas itself. It's the they freeze it or they cool it and it becomes liquid. And that's how they transport it. So that's why it's so dangerous when you see one of these trucks in an accident. Oof, get away from that, man. Keep yourself as far away from that as you can. Not good news. Here's something I find this. People are amazing. Here's a 28-year-old hiker who was rescued after getting trapped underneath a boulder which was the size of a refrigerator. Ben Delahunty. Taking a hike, and his partner put in a call to report that his friend was trapped under a large boulder near Lake Vivian in Washington. The friend's wrist was pinned by the boulder, and it also pinned his legs. So how do you get out of that? That's got to be... and there was it was kind of unstable around there anyway, so why wouldn't they block off places that are... unstable to keep people from getting into a compromising position. Apparently, they sent in a helicopter with a cable to get the rock off of this guy. But imagine what you're thinking, right? If you're a
the friend that has to go to find help and the person who is stuck, it's just absolutely traumatizing. But fortunately, saved. And it was like the size of a refrigerator, but rolled onto his wrist and leg and just had him pinned for hours.
Here's a hiker that was missing for 2 days, rescued after a train passenger spotted a call for help. This is in the middle of nowhere in Colorado. Injured woman rescued after a passenger on a train saw her calling for help. A 20-something female from New Mexico rescued after spending 2 nights in the wilderness. Apparently she was by herself. You don't go. She fell down, broke her leg.
And somehow managed to get herself into that visual spot and just flagged down the morning's first train.
Yeah.
And a passenger noticed.
2 days they were out there. You know what kind of critters there are in those parks? That would be the thing that I wouldn't want to have to face. But why was she out there by herself, I guess, would be the question I'd ask her. Right?
Yeah, that's what the heck? A lot of people go hiking on their own, and sometimes it's just part of their daily routine. That's where that's how they work out, rather than walking around the block if they have access to these trails.
Apparently, this passenger who saw it got to the conductor on the train, and the conductor got to the engineer, and they stopped. Looks like, that's how, and then the word got back, so they sent the helicopter. But wow. Put yourself in that position. Think about that. I'm going to pause for a moment, and we'll see what I have time for after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The hour. Movie Moments now. Chuck Curry is here with Jay and me to extol the value and virtue of what happened this weekend at the box office and to talk about The Exorcist, which is probably one of your favorite Halloween stories, right? You like that movie this time?
One of the greatest movies ever made, actually.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it was, yeah. Right.
No, it is. And it was nominated for Best Picture in 73.
Right. Uh-huh.
Right? It has great acting, compelling story.
It's traumatizing.
Like but it is a horror movie. Yeah. Here's why I play that. I think this is an interesting story here. This guy, David Gordon Green, who was the director of the movie Pineapple Express, he got his hands on this Halloween franchise, this new Halloween franchise, and he directed three installments. Halloween 2018, Halloween Kills last year, Halloween Ends, which came out this weekend. This movie, Halloween Ends, is probably the most divisive movie in a franchise I've seen in a long time. People going online, and they absolutely hate it because it doesn't give the audience really what it wants. It goes in a completely different direction. It introduces a completely new character into the last installment, and that's really the central character.
So they can keep it going. Yeah.
Well, not keep it going. It's just different. Now, I watched it, and I knew the baggage going in, so I knew what was going to happen. That Michael Myers, who's what people want to pay to see, is not in this movie a lot, and it sort of plays like Halloween 3, almost like an anthology standalone movie with elements of the overall franchise. It's really interesting movie that I would give a marginal thumbs up. There's a lot of things I liked about it. I like Jamie Lee Curtis a lot in it, and I like the ending, and I actually like this new character, but a lot of people don't. Now, the reason I say that is because this guy, David Gordon Green, signed a deal with Universal Blumhouse, and he has control of the Exorcist franchise, which they paid a ton of, like $400 million for the rights to do a bunch of Exorcist movies. So he's going to reboot that franchise, which is got to be perplexing to the financiers because buzz on this guy is a lot of anger toward what he's done here in this latest Halloween End movies. Now, I know it's not High Odd. I know nobody's going to mistake the Halloween franchise for High Odd, other than this 78 original that John Carpenter did. That's a great movie. The rest of them, some are okay, some are good, some not so good, but this movie's really, really, social media-wise, unbelievably divisive. And the last point, it was tracking at $55 million, wound up doing $41 million in its opening weekend, simply because they made that decision to do day-to-day and put it on Peacock so you could watch it at home also. Now, there's a director, I don't recall his name, of a horror movie called Freaky, a horror comedy which Vince Vaughn did last year. Got a lot of good reviews.
Bombed.
He went on Twitter with a tirade basically scolding Hollywood for playing guinea pig with product by doing this experiment, which he called an experiment, of day-to-day theaters and streaming at the same time. Says it doesn't work, it hurts talent, it hurts directors, it hurts the industry. I agree with him to an extent. I think doing day-to-day is a ridiculous model. Either do one or the other, but don't do them both at the same time.
Yeah. All right, so how did the box office total shake out this weekend?
Well, Halloween Ends, $41 million. It's a $30 million movie with a good marketing campaign. So it's still a good opening weekend. This other horror movie, Doug Smile, has had really good holds. $71 million in 3 weeks, $12 million over the weekend. That's really good. Family film, Lyle Al Crocodile, 7.3, $22 million in 10 days. The Woman King, film's done really well, $59 million in 5 weeks. And Amsterdam, which I talked about the other day, David O. Russell's movie, really is bombed, 2.1 over the weekend.
Is that worth seeing? I couldn't make up my mind. It was raining the other night.
I haven't seen it. Reviews are not great, but it's certainly
interesting cast.
People to go, no doubt.
What's The Invitation about? That's showing up here and there. What's that about?
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with it.
All right, Journey to Mount Sinai. I want to see that. It looks like an interesting movie, but there aren't a lot. I've been looking for movies to go. I love going to the movies, as you know. What's this Terrifier? Is that another horrible Halloween movie?
Not that sure either. I mean, the next big one is Black Adam, which comes out Thursday night. That's tracking pretty big.
Your
buddy Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, I don't like the looks of that.
Big studio popcorn movie, Doug.
Yeah, right. Pierce Brosnan's a bad guy in it, too, isn't he?
No, he's a good... He's actually a bad guy. The Black Adam itself is what you call an anti-hero. They'll start him off in this movie sort of good, but not that good.
All right, Chucker, thank you. It's 59 past the hour.
Crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.